Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hey, She Did It Her Way listeners. Welcome back to the She Did It Her Way podcast. I'm Amanda Bolin, your host, and I am so excited you're here. Today's episode is actually a rebroadcast of one of my favorite and most downloaded episodes of all time, 3 ways to replace your income. Now, if you're new here, awesome. You get to listen to this podcast episode for the first time. And if you have been a longtime listener and you've already heard this episode, I still highly encourage you to tune in because so often, even when I catch myself reading books and I pick them up a few years later, new things, new lessons, new ahas stand out to me. So it never hurts to hear things more than once. Okay. So I highly recommend still tuning in, 3 ways to replace your income. And the second thing is that a lot of you have asked me, especially if you're new here, for some sort of podcast episode guide. And I'm excited to tell you that it is here. And what this episode guide is it is organized. It is all episodes, top downloaded episodes organized based on category. So let's say you want to learn and listen to all the episodes based on marketing that are the top downloaded episodes. Done. It's in an organized list for you. Same thing for mindset, the leap, legal, money, systems, productivity, you name it. It is all in one guide. You can head to shedidherwaypodcast.com/guide to download and get immediately. Here's on to today's episode. A lot of questions and feedback that I get from listeners is the question around creating sustainable income within their business or side hustle and when they're starting their business in the beginning. This is a common question that oftentimes triggers fear and concern for most when they want to launch a business and leave their 9 to 5. So in today's solo cast, I want to offer up 3 different ways that you can replace your income in 2019. One of the biggest focuses in Her Way Society is to move women from where they are to help them graduate, is what we call it, and ultimately make the leap from where they are now and make that shift out of their 9 to 5 and help them create sustainable income and design a business they love. But now there are a few things that we do recommend someone gets in order before they make the leap, because making the leap is very personal and it varies from one person to the next. Everyone has different thresholds, different risk tolerance, different circumstances. And some of you listening may be comfortable with leaping and leaving your corporate job with only 3 months worth of expenses, while others of you may need a year's worth of savings to cover your expenses. And some of you may have financial support outside of yourself, whether that might be living with your parents, your spouse's income, or something else. And I will tell you, based on my experience working with women who have launched their business and left their 9 to 5, they usually have a combination of savings and product validation. Product validation is when they have proved that customers will purchase and pay them for their service. This is different than if someone says that they will pay you. Product validation is when you actually have their money in your hand. Now, product validation is different than those who make a blind leap and have not validated their product or created some kind of recurring revenue through such as retainer services. Having product validation provides confidence in knowing that there is a need for what it is that you are offering. And so those who blindly, or those who find themselves saying, I'll figure it out when I quit my job, and they make the leap only with savings and zero product validation, often struggle a bit more, because when they leap, they have so much free time on their hands and all of that energy that they said that they would then channel and use it to work on their business. But when they take the leap, they have all this time and energy, it becomes split because they are thinking, okay, what do I actually want to do? And figuring that out, while at the same time thinking, I need to make sure that I make money so I don't deplete my savings. And these might not be the exact words that they have used in the past, but I will tell you that the energy does become split, and they're not, it's a little bit slower of a period than those, their peers that worked a full-time job and really got focused and validated their product while working full-time. So again, my recommendation is to challenge yourself to eliminate the non-essentials in your schedule, get extremely disciplined with your time, and validate your business before your leap. Now, I do want to dive in to the three ways to replace your income. But the first thing, before we talk about how you can do it, I want you to benchmark. And the first thing you'll do is a current assessment of where you are at in order to fully understand what you're striving for. So to do this, you'll want to take inventory of your circumstances, like, are you married? Are you single? Meaning the decision to leave your job, does it impact others around you? And if so, what does that conversation look like? If not, then you know that you're the sole decision maker. And assuming that your spouse or partner is on board for you to start your own business, then whether you are married, together, single, you'll want to spend time evaluating what feels good and what makes sense to uncover your strategy in terms of knowing your financial goal and threshold. Knowing the number that you're after will then help your decisions that you make through this entire process. So the strategy is that there are two ways you can go about understanding how much revenue you need to bring in based on your risk tolerance and personal desires. For some people, determining how much you absolutely need to bring in by assessing your current situation is comfortable enough to make the leap. Some people look at bare bones and bare minimum, and some people need a lot of extra cushion. It just really comes down to your risk tolerance. And while others want to ensure that they fully replace their salary. So for example, if you make $100,000, you might realize and find that, okay, actually to do this, I only need $50,000. Okay, so that might be my number. Neither way is wrong. Everyone is different and circumstances are different. When you go through this process, you begin to see what you're willing to admit from your lifestyle in order to achieve the freedom you desire. And it doesn't always mean that you stop buying or spending with your money. It could quite possibly be that you stop spending your time doing non-essential things and reinvest it into your business that produces revenue. And you must identify a number as your goal, because from there, you can work backwards. So this is what you need in terms of revenue to feel comfortable, to make the leap, to leave your 9-to-5. And don't worry if you don't know what you want to do or you're unsure of what it is as to how you'll make it happen. You first need to know what that number is. So don't worry about what you're going to create, how you're going to do it. You just need to know that number. If your goal is to fully replace your corporate income, let that be your number. If that seems too far a stretch for you and your brain can't comprehend it, maybe start smaller. What would it look like and feel if you were able to generate 50% of your salary through your business? And is that enough? Or are there other circumstances that allow you to be able to get by on 50% of your salary? Again, every situation and circumstance is different. Let's say your corporate salary is $80,000. And based on your circumstances, you realize that in order to survive, you need to at least bring in $40,000 to live off of. Or you and your spouse agree that $40,000 is the bare minimum that you need to bring in. Now that you know what the number you're after, regardless of what it is you decide to do, you know what the goal is, and you'll make other decisions based off of that number. For example, setting prices, understanding how many clients you need to reach that goal, and others. If you were to take $40,000 divided by 12, or if you're listening to this later on in the year, divided by how many months are left in the year. But if you take $40,000 divided by 12, it comes down to $3,333 per month. Now, at first you might be thinking, oh my gosh, how in the world do I even achieve this number? How do I even start? Again, that's your brain that wants to default to that. And that is okay. What you want to keep reminding yourself is that this is a goal. It is a North Star. It is going to challenge you in many different ways. The important thing is to remember that money and business revenue or just math. Resist the urge to become emotional about this number and freak out. Setting revenue goals is a math equation. If you know that you need to make $3,300, let's just make that $3,300 to make it easier, in order for you to leave your corporate job, then the question is, how am I going to do that? And coming from an energetic place of curiosity and confidence, not, oh my gosh, how will I ever make this amount? Your brain will search for answers and find the path of least resistance. So make sure to ask questions that you want answers to. Let's go back though to $3,300 a month. That is roughly $825 a week,
$165 a day, assuming it's 5 days. Then based on how many hours you are available in your calendar, let's say 4 hours a day in addition to your full-time job. Remember, circumstances are different for everyone. 4 hours a day may seem achievable for some and not for others. You may also assume that maybe you'll need to work on the weekends for the time being. But if you take 165 divided by four, it comes down to $41 per hour. Remember that the purpose of this exercise is for you to get as clear as possible on the numbers, but also on expectations of what it will be required of you to do in order to leave your job. Your hourly rate may not start out at $41 an hour. It may be lower, but now you know what you're working towards. This exercise takes a little elbow grease, patience, and time to work the numbers. And regardless of the number you pick, you just need to like your reason for picking that number. While picking that number, you may feel slight resistance because I will tell you, earning money as an entrepreneur, a contractor, a freelancer, you name it, is different than getting a W-2. A lot more money blocks may come up. Your brain will probably freak out. And don't worry if it does, it's just trying to protect you. It doesn't mean stop doing what you're doing. In fact, it means keep going. Keep pushing yourself to stay committed to that number. And the most common way I've seen women replace their income and start their business in the three different ways I'm going to share today on the podcast is 1, they become a VA, 2, they start an online business, and 3, leverage their skills to become a contractor. Okay, let's dive into becoming a VA, a virtual assistant. And I have plenty of friends who are virtual assistants. We have virtual assistants on our team, and it is a quick and easy way to start generating money to help you then start taking massive action and earn revenue. And this is a great option, especially if you're not exactly sure what it is that you want to do. There is a low barrier to entry, and most VAs start out by picking up small gigs and helping business owners on a plethora of tasks. And over time as a VA, you can begin to increase your value and skill set to your clients, thus being able to raise your prices. So while you may not start out at $41 an hour, you may also exceed that over time because of the value you can deliver. If you're looking to earn quick money to help jumpstart your VA business, here are 5 things you can do immediately. 1 is identify 2 to 4 services you enjoy doing. This could be services or things that you're already doing in your full-time job, but you can then find other small businesses that you can help. And the things that this might be: social media, email management, podcast production, proofreading, copywriting, you name it. If you're stuck on ideas, I always recommend people check out Fiverr and Upwork to help you brainstorm ideas to see what is possible and to see what people are getting compensated and paid for. 2 is that once you've narrowed down your services, craft a short and sweet email that you can send to your network. And you want to make sure that you keep this to the point. You'll send this email to people in your network who already know you, and this will help you gain exposure. Also recommend join Facebook groups or networks that are focused on virtual assistants to find opportunities. Abby Ashley, who is the founder of The Virtual Savvy, she has an amazing, amazing Facebook group that really serves the VA community. And I see people posting for virtual assistant opportunities, meaning that they are looking for virtual assistants to help them on their team. And I highly recommend checking out that Facebook group. Plus, she's also speaking at She Did It Her Way Summit in April, and I'm so excited to meet her in person. She was on the show a handful of months back. So if you haven't checked that out, I highly recommend doing so. Episode 259, learn how to quit your job and double your corporate income in 30 days. 3rd thing is know your hourly rate. Although most of the time business owners have a set rate in mind that they are willing to pay for a specific service, it will be up to you whether or not you choose to move forward based on that price. 4 is figure out a payment gateway. How will people pay you? Venmo, PayPal, Stripe. Do some research and decide which one works for you. And 5 is deliver outstanding work for your clients in order to grow your referrals. One of my VAs that I'm currently working with, I have introduced, actually a couple of them that I work with, I've introduced them to other business owners because of the outstanding work that they have done for me. So that is a surefire way to grow your network. Now, the 2nd one is start an online business. So this can be in the form of digital products, online courses, and coaching, or it could be something like an online store. So Julie Ciardi was a previous guest on the show. It was episode 268. She was a director at a well-known company. And while she was working there, she started her side hustle, Haven Boutique, which was a brick and mortar store that had an online component. And with 4 months of opening, she made six figures in revenue and left her corporate job. Also, Linda Solly Heard of episode 301 went from freelancing to owning a multi-million dollar online store, Adeline Clothing. And so both Linda and Julie use Shopify in their business. These are a couple of different ways that you can start a business or an online business. So again, you can do things like digital products, online courses, coaching, or you can have a store where you're selling physical product. I will say that going down this route maybe takes a little bit more time and pre-work to get going compared to just starting a VA business right away, today, right now. But not more time in the sense that it should deter your decision from pursuing these options if you wish to do so. The important thing here is to find someone that is already successful at what it is that you want to do and model the business or service you want to offer and replicate the process, because a proven process leads to predictable results. Once you identify the process, all you need to do is plug yourself into it. And the third way to replace your income and leave your 9-to-5 in 2019 is to leverage your current skills as a contractor. Now, this one is similar to that of a virtual assistant, but a little bit different. And here you may already know the skill you want to offer, and you may potentially have people that are willing to compensate you for your services once you go out on your own. This might look like you clearly understanding what service you want to offer, who your target market is, who your potential client is, their pain points, building a website, and converting your first client immediately. An example of a contractor is, well, I'll use myself. When I did a lot of freelance facilitation, I would then bill myself out on a billable day, and I would work a different project for same client, but different call center for AT&T every single week. So that was more of a contractor capacity versus a virtual assistant, but are both amazing, amazing solutions and options for you to help replace your income in 2019. Again, the first thing you're going to want to do is identify your number. Figure out your threshold based on your circumstances. Break it down into a monthly, weekly, and daily goals to get a better idea of exactly how much you need to bring in and the starting line for setting your prices. Then decide how you're going to start generating income, whether it's through a VA service, online business, or leveraging your existing skills. Start today, start now. And in a few weeks, I'll be sharing strategies on how to price your services for profits and how to ensure you're covering your bases so that you are, in fact, making money to move you closer to leaving your job at your 9-to-5 in 2019. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.